Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Trippin'. Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love. They just wanna give me the mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one to hit them with this truth. This we've been under rust. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic. This is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it. Orchestrate and kill it. Just put it in its place and add some grace, and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours. The show, so do it for yourself, you the day one, so do it for yourself, you the day one, now it's time to activate and be the main one, this world is yours, it's yours.
I'm back up on my grizzly. Used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large. We live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star. They say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See, right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce and show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice and show us how to take it.
Take it.
This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33, and today is Wednesday, May the 23rd, of 2018, and the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for today, and as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable, I respect you, and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my sisters, got a very, 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 very powerful show scheduled for you today. Today, we want to talk about the world that we live in and how we control this universe. The title of today's message is a very important message, is how to create or modify your bodies, plural, more than one, and your environment. Now, today's show comes with a warning. They all do. But this is not for new believers. Because today's show, we have to go into over an understanding metaphysics. And we have to break down some 5 keys, if you will, to understanding how you create your own environment and how you create your body. Now, because I'm not going to provide all of the biological facts and the medical facts. I have that in all of my 50-plus books. So for anybody that want to go deeper into today's study, after I reveal these five facts, again, my book, The Biology of the Temple, is a great read. It has all of the scriptures, and it also has all of the physics and the biology to assist you with understanding what I'm going to be sharing for you today. Today, I just want to give you the keys to the kingdom to assist you with how to create and recreate or modify your bodies, plural, and your environment. So as you may or may not know, we live in an environment of our own creation. We may not have chosen our mother and our father. We may not have chosen our environments. But once you become of the accountable age, once you get to a place in life and gnosis where everybody that's listening to today's show, you are already at that place, just in case you don't know. So now that you are at this specific place where you are responsible. Now, again, that's a dangerous word, that word responsible. That word means that you're supposed to respond. So the word response, there should be a response. So the word respond, the word responsible, it simply means that there is something that you have to reply to. So you need to make a response. So each and every one of us are in a position where we should be making a response. Some of us, we are making that response. Some of us are not. So today we want to talk about your responsibility to respond. Each person listening to the sound of my voice is respond. You are responding either incorrectly or you are responding unknowingly. So we need to address this issue so that way you can start creating and recreating your bodies, all of your seven layers or your seven bodies that make you you, and your environment. That's your mind, your will, your emotion, your imagination, your intellect. That controls all of the chemicals, which control all the physicals. So everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, it is your job to be engaged. So these are the five keys to create your bodies and to create your environments or your environment. So everybody has a plethora of different bodies. And when we talk about these bodies that make you you, we have to really, really look at especially the aura or the chi, which is understanding that each and every one of us, we have this etheric body. So the etheric body, and we've done many shows on this before, so I'm not going to bore you with it. But everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, you know, you have your crown, your third eye, the throat, heart, solar, the sacral, and root. Those are the seven chakra systems that make up the seven bodies that start with blood, carbon, fire, light, spirit, plasma, and ether. So each one of these seven bodies you create, you are creating your bodies as we speak. Your blood body, your physical body, you created it. You have the ability to control it. I recreate my body all the time. I'm in the process right now of recreating it. So I may put on 30 pounds. I may take off 30 pounds. I may put on some muscle. I may take off some muscle. So I sculpture and I recreate my body. Now, there are people out there that's going to tell you that you can't do that. I've been doing it for 30 years and will continue. So I'm going to be doing stuff that, you know, when I'm 75 that a lot of people are not going to be doing when they're 75. What's the difference between what I'm doing and what everybody else is doing? Let's be clear. Number one, the universe or our world that we live in, all of our bodies, our seven bodies, everything that you can see and not see is made up of a field. They called it the field. Now, this field of energy is scientifically proven by the likes of, you know, I love Greg Braden's work, Bruce Lipton's work, Dr. Royal Raymond Rife's work, Jethro Kloss, Dr. Maxwell Gershom, Dr. Sabi, all of these gentlemen, and there's a plethora. Dr. Atkins, Robert Atkins, and the list goes on. All of these gentlemen have proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that there is this field, this energy, this ether that we all live in. And again, it has been given many, many names. The number one thing is you have to realize that that exists. You have to believe that exists. That's the first problem. The number one problem is that people are not aware of the ether. They're not aware of God. They're not aware of the mind of God. They're not aware of this holographic universe. They're not aware of consciousness or the quantum realm. They are not aware that they are a pebble that has been dropped inside of a medium that is creating a ripple or a wave. Let me say that again. You are a pebble that was dropped inside of a medium of exchange, a medium that is propagating or sending your energy, your thoughts are being sent through the medium called the ether. Let me say that again. In my book, Lumiferous Ether or Bioluminescence, I break down the ether. I explain using physics, no Bible. Physics, I explain the ether. Based upon physics, that sound travels through a medium. It is scientifically proven. Your voice manipulates and changes that medium. Number one, you have to, because you don't know this, you can't affect effective change in this. It blows my mind because I am baffled at the level of non-compliance or the level of ignorance or the level by which most of us ignore the fact that we control our bodies, we control our environment. Anytime you can change your body. When I was on the cruise, I tell you, I met this guy that won the contest. I forgot the old boy's name, but this dude was 75 years old, and he looked 40. 75. And you can go on Facebook right now. I mean, Facebook. You can go on Google right now. You can. I just saw a picture of Angela Bassett. She's 60. She looks like what? I saw Jada Pinkett's mom. She got abs. And you telling me, at your age, whatever age you are, you can't do this. The only reason you can't because you're telling yourself you can't. You can do and be and create anything that you are designed to be and do and create. Number one, we live in an environment that we are supposed to be responding to. We are a pebble that has been dropped into this medium that we call Earth. That's number one. Very important. It doesn't sound important, and it sounds simple, right? It sounds simple. Now, I would like for you to ask your friends, how do you control the medium? I would like for you to ask yourself that first. Make sure you know the answer. So how do you control the ether? How do you control energy without moving a muscle? How do you control the ether? Okay, that's number one, the ether exists. Because we all manipulate the ether, either knowingly or unknowingly. This is what I'm going to be sharing later on this year when I get into talking about the grid engineers that you are, the telepathic grid engineer. And we're going to talk about the Holy Grail or the Holy Grill or the Holy Grid and how your job is to understand it and to control it. How do we do that, Brother Will? Well, there's a lot of tools and there's a lot of techniques that people have about unlocking the matrix and unlocking the grail lines, the dragon lines, the ley lines, the dream lines, the blood lines. There's a lot of different techniques. But what I'm talking to you doesn't require technology. Number one, there's a medium. Number two, in this medium, there are what we call molecules. Some people call it matter when you get to. Now, this was all inside of the last Transformers movie. Number two, inside of the medium, sound can only travel in the medium if there's molecules. Sound vibrates molecules, and they vibrate other molecules. So there are molecules or things that are connected, and the connection is not physical. that the connection is vibrational. The connection is metaphysical. What you do, again, this is called superpositioning in quantum physics. What you do to one molecule, regardless of its location, it does to the same molecule as long as they are connected vibrationally, frequency, if they're on the same frequency. Number two, we live in a universe where everything is connected, regardless of how far it is separated. And one act that takes place affects the other act or the other molecule. This is called quantum entanglement. So quantum entanglement state, the quantum entanglement theory. Now, again, we're talking about how to create and recreate or modify your body, your physical body, and your environment with your mind so that way you can shine. Okay, the first thing you got to do is what I do. And what was in the movie or in the HBO miniseries Westworld. And that's in all of the movies. All the superheroes do this. Especially like, you know, the Fantastic Four, the Marvel Comics, old girl that does all of the mind control tricks and all of this stuff. Doctor Strange, all of these superheroes. Number one, they know that there's a medium. Number two, they know that their thoughts affect the medium. Now, we don't know how yet, but we're going to explain it. But right now, you need to know, number one, there is a medium. There is ether. Now, Nikola Tesla knew this. This is Tesla's holy grail. This is, again, the keys or the rules to the game. This is what Nikola Tesla knew that nobody else knew. What did Nikola Tesla know? Well, what I shared on yesterday's show, which is, what is a ley line? A ley line is a crack in the earth, okay? What does that mean, Brother Will? Well, everywhere there's a crack in the earth, magma, vapor, frequency, energy, magnetic electricity, and magnetism comes up through those ley lines. Those ley lines are the earth's blood line. It is Gaia's blood. And Gaia's blood on these ley lines activate the dragons or the dragon blood. So if you understood what every witch and everybody in Hollywood and every NFL football, every sports owner, why they build stadiums only on dragon lines or ley lines. Why every major monument, every national park, every ley line is controlled by the government. How come you can't go build your house on no ley line? They already taken. Why though? That's how you control the ether. But you don't have to do the same power that is released by the ley line is released every time you have a thought in your brain. I don't know if you know who you are. So I'm trying to explain to you who you are. Because right now you don't, you know, you're not, you may know this, but you're not using this to create your environment and to recreate your body. And no such thing as being overweight. They're just things that the only thing is ignorance of universal spiritual laws. That's it. There's no such thing as poverty. It's just ignorance of universal law. There's no such thing as bad relationships. It's just ignorance of universal law. How can you know what you don't know? Now, when I raised my kids, I never disciplined my child if I never instructed the child. If I told my son every Monday at 7 p.m., you have to do dishes. I never inflicted any discipline on Monday at 7 if I didn't tell him before Monday at 7. So Monday at 7 o'clock, if my son was not in there doing dishes, after I gave him the instruction, something followed called consequences, cause and effect. Kids nowadays are not raised that way. There is a cause. The parent tells the child, Johnny, go wash the dishes. Johnny says, yes, ma'am. The parent never goes and inspects to see if Johnny washes the dishes. Thus, Johnny is being raised to violate universal spiritual law. So when Johnny gets 18, he's going to go out there in the world, he's going to crash and burn. Why? He was not taught universal law. Universal law, for every cause, there's effect. If I tell you to do A, and you don't do A, there should be B. Because what's happening, especially in the black community, cops tell you, stop, get on the ground. And I hear black folks saying, why? What did I do? No, that's not. The command was stop, get on the ground. Now, after you stop and get on the ground, turn your head and then ask the question. You do not ask the question until you follow the command, because there's going to be something called an effect coming right after the cause. That's universal spiritual law. Universal spiritual law states that there for every cause, there's an effect. So right now, you're not causing. You're not responding. You're not taking responsibility because you don't have no ability, because the liability. The lie that was told to you, which was the lie? You are ignoring, not you, but people you know, you are ignoring universal spiritual law because you probably wasn't taught, just like me. Nobody told me what I'm getting ready to tell you. Number one, we live in an environment that's waiting for your command. So all of the ether, there's molecules out there, they're just vibrating, and they're waiting on you to say something with your brain, not with your mouth. By the time it comes out your mouth, the dog does not hunt. The universe responds to feelings. That's based upon intention, period. Let me say that again. Heavenly Father, touch the mind, will, emotion, imagination of your people. So I got dual. Let's say you got dual. What does that mean? That means in your head you want to go left, but in your heart you want to go right. So you're going right. You're going to tell me, Brother Will, I'm going left, dog. I'm going to meet you over there at the mailbox at 12 o'clock. That's what you said out your mouth. But in your heart, you really don't like me. You don't want to hang out with me. So guess what? 12 o'clock shows up. I'm at the mailbox. Where are you? You at home eating Häagen-Dazs ice cream. Totally forgot. Then I call you. You're like, dog, I'm sorry, bro. My bad. It slipped my mind. No, your intention was carried out. The universe only responds to intention, which we call feelings, which comes from thought. So let me ask you one question. Please write this down. Please. This will save you a lot of pain and heartache. How do you feel about money? Please write the answer down. How do you feel? Now, I'm not asking you how much money you got, how much money you want to get. I'm asking you right now, today, how do you feel? How do you feel? Because however you feel about money, look at your bank account. I guarantee your money matches your feelings. You want to change your money? Change your feelings. Next question. How do you feel about health? Do you feel? Now, again, forget stats, forget facts. Do you feel like working out is hard? Do you feel like, you know, going with something or without something is difficult? Do you feel? How do you feel right now? How do you feel about exercise and health? Do you feel like just eating rabbit food every day is like, I'm not feeling it, brother. Do you feel like that? That's why you're ordering that. See, the universe responds to your feelings. It doesn't respond to your commands, contrary to popular belief. So you're saying the mantras. Oh, man, you're waxing that. You tell me, Brother Will, I'm going to start working out, brother. Brother Will, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to. And then the I'm going to never shows up. Because the universe does not respond to your vocabulary. The universe responds to your mentality. So in your brain, your intention, you're saying, oh, man, I hate working out. So the universe will make sure that you never work out, because you're saying with your heart, which is 5,000 times more powerful than your vocabulary. So you're violating unknowingly universal spiritual law, because you're not asking yourself one question. How do I feel? Like, honest, like, let's be for real. No, let's stop blowing smoke up each other's butts. Let's be for real. How do you feel about knowledge? Like what I'm saying right now, you kind of feeling some kind of way? Like, I don't really like Brother Will like that, man, you know. So therefore, no matter what I say, your brain, your reticular activating system, your RAS, you might want to look that one up. Your RAS is blocking out everything that doesn't match your current feelings. The universe only responds to your feelings. It doesn't respond to your intellect. Bam! Drop the mic. Exit stage left. Let me say that one more time. Just in case you missed it. The universe does not respond to what you say. The universe only responds to what you feel. What you feel is real. So let me ask the question again. How do you feel about my teachings? What about your relationships? You got any feelings And I remember, feelings come from thoughts. So what? Remember, do etymology, trace it back to the beginning. Your feelings come from somewhere, brother. Your feelings come from somewhere. So if you ain't feeling me, that means you're not thinking about me. Come on, preacher. Let me say that again. If you ain't feeling wealthy, means you ain't thinking wealthy. You ain't feeling healthy, means you're not. Now, most of us are past that first. That's first base. Most of us, we are thinking wealthy. We're just thinking the wrong type of wealthy. So if you're thinking wealthy and you're saying I'm going to be a millionaire and you're working at McDonald's right now making $12 an hour, that's what you call overstriding. So if you overstride, that's when you pull a muscle, you injure yourself. That causes pain. So what's the next step if you're working at McDonald's at the front desk? The next step is maybe you're going to be the assistant manager, night manager. Yeah. How about we do that first before we become a millionaire? How about we take the next step? So you can't go from A to X. That's not how the universe works. The universe is based upon focus, discipline, and order. So the number two is we live in a universe that has things that interact with other things based upon the phenomenon known as quantum entanglement. So if I can understand that the universe is a orderly entanglement, so if I can entangle B, it will automatically entangle C, D, and for you know it, the entire letters of the alphabet are all coming to me. I just got to wait and continue to do where I'm at right now. What does that mean? I mean to act now. I mean to act as if. That means now is the time. I'm a millionaire. How do I become a millionaire? I act as if I'm a millionaire, even though I'm not. So you mean to tell me, Brother Will, I'm at the front desk at the counter of McDonald's, saying, "Welcome to McDonald's. May I help you? I'm making $10 an hour. You want me to act like a millionaire? Damn, Skippy." That's how the universe works. The universe doesn't give a flying rip about where you are at. The universe only cares about how you feel about where you're going. See, you just ain't got nothing in front of you that's pulling you. If you got A, you will automatically be entangled with B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I. And we're going to go all the way through. That's all you got to do. But you got to start with A. So, but the problem is we're not starting with A. So, therefore, we can't entangle B. The universe is orderly. The universe has rules and regulations that you must abide by. While you're studying the Helios Biblios, you should be studying universal spiritual law, which is one. I don't give a beep about all of the other seven hermetic laws, all the other stuff. That's for lower level entities. There's only one law. It's the omnibenevolent. That's it. If you do that, all your dogs will hunt 24/7, 365. You will never go without a meal. You will never be in a bad relationship. You will never suffer from dis-ease. You will always have ease. You will never be ignorant. You will stop ignoring universal law. Because the one law usurps all of the other laws. All of the lower laws are the division of the one. The same way the periodic table is the division of one molecule, hydrogen. Every other element is made up of a manipulation of the one. Every other law is made up of the manipulation of the one law. All you need to know is omnibenevolent, always good. That means toe curling. That means all you got to do is one thing. Is what I'm doing good? Does it benefit me and the other person? Is there equal exchange? I'm putting in 75% energy. How much am I getting back? 75. Okay, we're good. We continue. But we are violating the universal law. So now we cannot do number three. Number one, remember, we live in a medium. It's called the ether. Inside the ether, we're talking about this inside of the book club. It is all power. It is all knowledge. It is all everywhere. And it is all good. And it is all simple. Those are the five pillars of God. Number one, it is all knowing. It's all knowledge. It is all power. It is all everywhere. It is all love, and it is all simple. How simple is it, brother? All you got to do is one thing. Ask yourself one question before you engage in any activity, and engaging means non-physical. Remember, everything I'm talking about today does not require you to move a muscle. It requires you to exercise a neuron. Let me say that again. Everything I'm saying today does not require you to get up and do nothing. It requires you to beam or to bond or to be. Let me say that again. Somebody needs to write that down. See, you're trying to go somewhere, man. You're trying to do somewhere. You're trying to impress somebody. You know, not you, but, you know, people you know. It's very important, brothers and sisters. You got to stop bonding. You got to start bonding. You got to start beaming. That all comes from being. That's neurons. What are you being in your head right now? Because whatever you be, that's what you feel. Whatever you feel, bam, that's become real. That's what manifests in your life. Number three, your DNA is directly influenced, and your DNA controls the ether. Ooh, somebody should write that down. Let me say that again. This has been scientifically proven. The DNA responds to the voice, not the one that you hear with your physical ear, the one that you hear with your metaphysical ear. The DNA only responds to that, period. Drop the mic, exit stage left. Let me say that again. I don't know if you got it. Your DNA only responds to your voice, not mine. Let me say it again. We still did. This is number three. Number three, your DNA only responds to your voice, your spiritual voice, the one that you hear when you read to yourself. So you take out a sheet of paper and you start reading and your mouth doesn't move, again, what voice are you hearing? Whatever that answer is, I don't know what the answer is for you. I got my answer. Whatever the voice is that you hear when you read to yourself and your lips do not move, but yet you can hear, but you're not using your physical ears. How do you do that? Yeah. Let me say that again. Somebody should write this down. This is important. How do you create, modify, change all seven bodies, totally change your environment, change your bank account, change your health, change your wisdom, change your relationship? How do you do that? Change your mind. How do we do that, Brother Will? Number one, you got to realize that your mind can manipulate or has a positive or negative effect on something called the medium. Number one, there is a medium. Number two, the medium works on entanglement. That means order. That means that I have to have A to entangle B. There is a divine order. Number one, there is a universe. Number two, that universe has divine order. Number three, my DNA changes that order or manipulates. The way I work in the spirit realm is with my DNA. My DNA influences what happens in the ether, scientifically proven. My DNA changes what happens in the ether in a way that it defies the laws of physics. That's called spooky science. That's called spirit. That's called miracles. So when Jesus turned water into wine, that defies the laws of physics. When he walked on water, that defies the laws of physics. When he transfigured himself on the Mount of Olives, that defies the law of physics. Your DNA does the same shizness that Jesus' DNA did. Only difference between Jesus and you, Jesus knew what the hell he was doing. Me and you, we don't. So I recommend that we do what Jesus did, because that's what he said. He said, the things that I have done, you shall do, and even greater things. Why? He said he went to be with the Father, and he's forever making intercession for us. That means he's on our side. That means he says, ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened. He says, if you being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more? It is his will that we prosper, being held, even as our soul prospers. He said that the lilies of the fields, the birds in the air, they don't need to sow nor reap, and he takes care of them. How much more will he take care of you? See, the problem is we just don't know. Ignorance. We don't know who we are. If we did, there would be no such thing as the world that we live in right now, because it would be peace and harmony. But we don't know who we are. It is my job for you to get an understanding of who you are. You're made in the image and likeness of God. You are the apple of his eye. You are a royal priest. You are a holy nation. You are a joint heir. You are set apart. You have been justified. You have been glorified. You have been sanctified. Those three words right there says your toes should be curled up in a ball right now. If you understand, you've been justified. That means just as if. That means everything that you got in your head, you're beating yourself up right now. Oh, I'm a poor creature, Brother Will. You don't understand what I did in the past. I don't give a beep, 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 what you did. The big G says you've been justified not by you, but by his son. All you got to do is be a joint ad with him. Just hang out with him. Okay, yeah, I know that guy right there. Because he can get in, you can get in. That's called quantum entanglement. You are connected. Universal entanglement based upon the second law. Remember the first law? We in a universe. We in somewhere that somebody created. It's called the ether. Okay? The ether has little dots in it, and those dots, they connect with each other. All of the dots should be connected, but they're not. The reason why they're not connected is because people do not know how to connect the dots. So I'm here to explain to you how to connect the dots. So Jesus was the firstborn of many brothers. He's the elder brother. He's my elder brother. As my brother, he says, hey, bro, do what I did. I didn't come here to do my will. I came to do the will of the Father. I just found the Father's will, and then I put his will in my brain, and then it manifested in my heart, and that trickled down to my hands. Therefore, I had dunamis power. Because why? When you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Because me and the Father are connected due to quantum entanglement. Same like you. But somebody lied to you and told you that you and the Father are not connected because you did something. And the dog does not hunt unless you believe it. How does witchcraft work? Find a witch and ask them. It's the craziest. When I found this out, man, I was pissed off. So you mean to tell me, let me get this right. The shit only works if I believe it. Yes, sir. That's it. So that's it? I'm like, no, let me talk to somebody else. Give me a wizard. I talk to shamans, curanderos, freaking voodoo practitioners. I remember this one high ranking witch told me this. And I was like, so that's why the shit just don't work on me. Because I never believed it. Are you serious? That's it? Now, let me tell you the secret again, because you probably missed it. Now, remember, God has five attributes. He's all power. He's all knowing. He's everywhere. He's all love. And he's all simple. Simplicity. God uses the simple to confound the wise. All you got to do is to wish that I'm going to put a spell on you. You and all your family is going to die. You should do this. Ha, 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 ha. F you as you walk off. That's what you should do. But what most people do, they're like, oh, man, I wonder if. Oh, yeah, they got you. See, the devil just needs to plant the seed. That's it. He got to get you to doubt. He got to get you to say, did God really say? So you walking around and you did something and you got a thought in your brain that says, because you did A, guess what? You got B. That's why karma doesn't work on me. Higher law, brother. Now, I've already broken down the difference between state law as a cop. I knew once the state came on the scene, they had jurisdiction because I was a municipal cop. But guess what? Then the FBI showed up and the state cop said, okay, it's your scene. Why? The FBI, they got the United States. That is a higher law. So federal law usurps state law. State law usurps municipal law. Same, same in the kingdom. Your problem is you walking around. Now, you know state and municipal law, but you don't know federal or international law. I recommend you do what I did. I just learned international law. I'm not worried about the other laws because guess what? International law usurps federal law. It usurps state law. It usurps municipal law. You study in municipality inside of the Helios Biblios. That dog does not hunt unless you live in that municipality and you believe that bullshit. But if you believe it, guess what? It is real for you, boo-boo. Don't try to put it on me. I'm going to hurt your feelings. I mean, not you, but, you know, people you know. That's how the universe works. That's how you can change your body. Now, I will tell you some things, but I don't think y'all ready yet. So we're going to pigeonhole that I've done, that I do all the time. Been doing this since I was 18. We'll continue to do it because it works. I'll be explaining that later on this year. Once you understand what I do, brothers and sisters, you will tap into, again, geomancy, geometry, and geology. Once you understand GEO, your cookies will be blown forever. That qualifies you to be a grid master. But until then, you must understand this law. which I'm trying to express to you today. Number one, we live in an environment that somebody created. I didn't create it. I just got dropped into the pond, just like a pebble. And now I'm creating a ripple with my thoughts. So I'm creating a disturbance in the pond. The pond maker says, hey, that fool is creating a disturbance over here. Y'all go get him. They're trying to silence me. They want to put out my light. They want to put out my thoughts. That's called death. Somebody's trying to get you to stop creating this ripple in the pond. Now, if you don't believe me, go to a pond. In fact, put some water in your sink, drop a spoon in it, and see what happens. What does it do? When it immerses into the water, it creates a ripple. That's you. You are the ripple in this universe. There's an anti-ripple police, and they want to silence you. So your job is to understand how to create ripples that they can't silence. Number one, we live in a pond. Number two, this pond, the waves are connected. Everything is connected in this pond. Number three, my DNA controls the ripples. Oh, it does? Okay, how do I control my DNA? Number four, your feelings and your thoughts that you call belief system, your BS, well, hopefully it's not BS. I'm not a believer. But again, for most folks, they're believers. So the goal is to be a knower. But you got to start off, I guess, being a believer. But that's why I started. So your belief system that is connected with emotion directly changes your DNA. And your DNA changes the ether. Somebody should write that down. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Now, everything I'm telling you today is biologically proven by everybody, by all my upline, by all my gurus who studied this, especially if you go all the way back to like Max Gershom or, you know, Royal Raymond Rife. Yeah, you should read Royal Raymond Rife stuff about Ray Carter, who developed the catheter tube, the catheter ray tube that you call the TV. Just go to Google and type in developer or creator of the catheter ray tube if you want to curl your toes. Or read Phantasmagoria. Or research Walt Disney. Just go to Google and type in, who is Walt Disney? How did Walt Disney create cartoons? What is a cartoon? If you really want to understand what I'm telling you, what is image nation or imagination? How does image create nations? And if you only knew who you really are. So the devil is taking your ignorance and is using it to whoop you upside your head so you walk around thinking you're a poor critter because something happened in the past. I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you because once you listen to today's show, guess what? You're going to transfigure all of that crap. You're going to take what the devil meant for evil and you're going to turn around and use it for good. So let me make sure you understand. Number four. Number one, we live in an environment that has an ether. Number two, the ether is connected. If I can just get a thought started, it changes the whole environment of the ether. Number three, my DNA is how I control the ether or change my body. I can change my physical body or my other seven bodies. And I can change my physical environment and my mental environment and my spiritual environment. And the way that I change it is number three. Number four is my belief system. That means my thoughts. So if I think I can't overcome my past due to traumatic events in my past, my DNA sends out a frequency to the universe to draw to me the things that validate and verify my existing belief system. My reticular activating system will never, ever, ever allow anything into my brain that doesn't align with that belief. Biologically, scientifically proven. Don't believe me? Just go to Google, type in your RAS, and read. Your reticular activating system. Now, let me make sure you understand the depth of the statement, because this is how I changed my life. This is how I am already a millionaire, and I'm getting ready to move on to the next level. Why? I just made a statement. I just decided. I had some feeling to it. And guess what? Bam, my DNA activated, and it is drawing everything that I need to fulfill that statement. Number one, I live in an environment that has something called moldable matter. It was inside of the last Transformers movie, and it was called Transformable Matter. Now, this has been out for a long time. This is not anything new. It's just new to us. Remember, everything that we find is old stuff. Our technology is older than what used to be out. So, transformable matter. That's, we live in an environment where the ether is transformable. Now, that should excite you. I mean, it excites me. That means we control the ether. We are partakers in it. We are co-creators. So number one, we live in an environment. There's an ether. There's a medium of exchange. Number two, this medium, if you do something to one part of it, everything that's on that same frequency changes with it. Number three, my DNA is how I connect with the ether. My DNA changes ether. Number four, my thoughts, my belief system changes DNA. Number five, when I change my beliefs about my body and my environment, the ether translates that change into reality. Let me say that again. Heavenly Father, in the name that is above every name, it is my intention that every person that listens to the sound of my voice feel your presence and sense the power of how the entrance of your word unfolds light. There is no devil or no demon that has power over you. We walk in the fullness of the pleroma, the fullness of the Godhead. The fullness of the anointing. We thank you for your presence, your grace, your mercy. We ask that you penetrate the air rays and you destroy every yoke. Whatever we bound on earth is bound in heaven. We bind it contrary to your word and the five pillars by which you stand on. You're all power. You're all present. You're all knowing. You're all love. You're all simplistic. We stand on those five pillars. Brothers and sisters, let me make sure you understand. If you can shift your belief, if you can start today and say with feeling and with emotion, with a willingness to put your life, I'm willing to die for those five pillars. I'm willing to die for what I wrote in that book called The Standard, where I am taking the information that I'm sharing with you today, which we are talking about in my book club. The standard, my brothers, the standard is not debatable. The standard is not transferable, meaning you can't change it. It's unchangeable. The standard that we're talking about in the book club contains those five omnis match up with the five statements that I just made that changes the molecular structure of your body. I do it all the time. You can look at my photographs on my Facebook page and go through my history, my photographs. I've measured whether it's my head, whether it's my thighs, whether it's my waist, whatever part of my anatomy, if I want to change it, I can change it. So can you. Are there some limitations? Absolutely. You are limited by your design. That's why you cannot be anything you want. That's why I can't be 7'6". I'm not designed. So I find my design, and within the scopes of my design, I have free will. Just like I have a dog. I let him go free. Every time I let him in the backyard, we have a fence. That's his design. He has free will to run around and do anything he wants within the limits of that fence. It is very important that you understand your design, because these five keys allows you to change, number one, your blood. Number two, your carbon or your melanin. Number three, the fire. That means the spark or the pneuma or the ruah. Number four, the light. That means knowledge. Number five, the spirit. That means effectiveness. Number six, the plasma. That means oneness. Your ability to connect with the ether that we're changing. Number seven, the ether. That means multidimensional. Those are the seven bodies that you have that you control, that match up with the seven chakra systems, that match up with the 7 days of the week, that makes one week, W-E-A-K, if you don't overstand the five pillars that I've just explained. So you are weak if you don't understand how to work during the day, the week. The Bible says, work while it is day. What does that mean? That means that right now as I'm speaking to you, you, and maybe not you, but somebody that you know, are unaware of the five omnis that's inside of the book, the standard, and you're unaware of the five keys to creating and changing your molecular structure of your body and your environment anytime you want. But it all starts off with number one. You have to believe that we live in a universe that has something called the ether that has been scientifically proven. Now, hopefully, you're like me. If you're like me, you did something that I wasn't born this way. After repeated failure, I learned this. So I wrote a book called Neurotheology, how to use theology to change your neurology. This is what I'm talking about. And I wrote a book called Neurotheology. Then I wrote another book called Neurotheology and Nutrition. In those two books, I break down what I'm sharing with you today. Then I got the physics behind it, and I wrote a book called The Body is the Temple. Then I wrote another book called CSF that breaks down the cerebral spinal cord fluid, which is the understanding of how there is a liquid that rises up your spinal cord, which is the fractal antenna, which we were talking about, that activates the crown chakra or your circle of Willis that has the 12 cranial nerves that align in a complete circle that matches up with your Dia Kinea report. That circle that has the 12 numbers around it matches up exactly to the circle in your brain. That it does number four, which we talked about. Let's go through the five steps again. Number one. We live in an environment that has the ether. There's no physicist, scientist, no one on earth that will say that there is nothing, that we don't live in the ether. Now, they may not know what it is. Some people may call it the hologram. Some people may call it the field. Some people may call it thinking stuff. Some people may call it the mind of God. Some people may call it space. But everybody knows that when you go outside of the atmosphere, the ionosphere, all of the five layers, you get into something, and in that something is all power, all knowledge, is all present, it is all loving, and it is all simple. That's called the ether. Number one, that exists. You have to believe that. And if you need proof, again, email me after the show, or just go to Google and type in the word ether and read. Now, you have to have proof that way you can know, don't believe. This only works if you know what I know. Now, if you believe what I know, it's not going to work because that means in your head. It hasn't dropped 6 inches down to your heart. So that way you create an electrical spark from your gut. Number one, the ether exists. Number two, the ether is connected. Quantum entanglement. Superpositioning, there's a plethora of different theories, string theory, everybody got different theories, depending upon which physicist you talk to. The Bible says it the same as well. All things work together for our good. Everything is connected. Whatever the devil meant for evil, God can take and use it for good. Number one, we live in an environment. Number two, this environment is entangled or connected. So there's cause and effect. If I do something in the environment, it's going to entangle me with something in the environment. You got to know that. Number three, my DNA, not my brain, not my heart or my gut, my DNA directly changes the ether. It is my DNA that changes the ether. If I learn how to tap into my DNA, which is why I have a DNA report, I just use the word DNA. I didn't want to use the word DNA because it's already taken. I want to get the number one spot on my SEO. Again, I was born at night. I just wasn't born last night. So I want to make sure that my search engine optimization worked because, again, I am controlling the ether. I'm changing my environment. So the universe sends me the ideals that tells me what to do so that way I can change my environment. The universe will tell you the same thing once you tap into it. That's what Nikola Tesla did. Every great mind, you ever had Steve Jobs? Everybody said they get their ideas when they meditate, when they do what I do. Now, I get my ideas when I exercise. Same thing. When I release endorphins, only thing that you got to do is the same thing that I do, Steve Jobs do, Bill Gates do, Mark Cuban do, freaking Nikola Tesla, Einstein, everybody that has ever created anything of value and worth, anything that wasn't of value. We all do it, but we just do it on a small scale, and we do it unknowingly. These five steps is how you knowingly change your body and you change your environment. Number one, we live in an environment that is number two, connected. And the way that I, as an individual, connect with that environment is through my DNA. Okay, Brother Will, that's awesome. How do I connect with my DNA? Oh, glad you asked. Number four, my feelings, my belief system, which I have a knowing system now because I need facts. So my knowing system. But it must be accompanied by toe-curling feelings. My DNA only responds to love. Why? God, that's one of the five attributes of God. Five attributes, five pillars. So you got a belief system, but your toes ain't curled. Okay, that means your DNA is like, we're not responding. Remember, your DNA only responds to your inner voice, not what I'm doing right now. So I can tell my okay, DNA... I believe I can fly. My DNA gonna say, we're not buying it, homie. Why? My inside voice, the voice that I hear when I read to myself, is not saying I believe I can fly because it has not gathered no facts to verify and to establish a knowing system. So that way that activates my DNA, which changes the molecular structure of everything around me. Once you know, then you grow. You know, you can't go. You cannot, based upon physics. So you got a belief system that stands for bullshit. Now, it's great. It works on a municipal level. It does not work on the state, federal, or international level. So long as you stay on a municipal level, you're good. But once you go to a higher level, which is what we're talking about, this is higher science. Higher physics. This is not for new boo-boos. Your DNA only responds to your inside voice that is connected with your choice. And the choice must be toe-curling. It must be one of the five pillars. What's the most important pillar? Omnibenevolent. What does that mean? Always good, a.k.a. love. So you got a knowing system, but you don't love it. You know that eating Krispy Kreme donuts after 12 o'clock at night is not good for you. You know. But does that curl your toes? Probably not. So that's why you think you're still eating the Krispy Kreme donuts, Brother Will. Because that's not a toe-curling knowledge to me. It's great knowledge. I'm just going to go to the gym tomorrow, do an extra 10 minutes on the treadmill, and burn it off. I know that. So guess what? I replaced a lower-level law with a higher-level law. See, I know, I don't have to believe, I know that there's something called ketones. And I know that when ketones are released, it turns my body into a fat-burning machine, and my body burns the stored fat. I know that. I don't believe it. Since I know that, and since I love that, I do that. And I know I ain't going to give up no this, food, that. So I do a rotation diet. I know that. I know that if I combine malic acid and if I combine tartaric acid, I know those two dogs don't hunt together. That neutralizes the acid in my stomach. Therefore, it causes my body to store fat. I know that. I don't have to believe it. I know that. Therefore, guess what? I don't do that. So I'm changing my molecular structure based upon my knowledge that I like. You can do the same thing, but the description in the Bible calls Hosea 4:5 that says, my people perish for a lack of knowledge. No devils, no demons required. Since you don't know that, you can't do that. You don't know, you can't go. And if you don't know, you can't grow. See, I'm growing. The reason that I'm growing is because I took the time to know. And I know that I control my DNA. And my DNA changes the ether. And the ether connects with other molecules in the ether. And that connects with the big G that controls the ether. That connects my silver cord. And that, again, makes me a telepathic, holy grail grid master. Then I control the grid. That changes my pattern. And patterns are power. Which leads me to number 5. When you shift your pattern, you shift your body. You change your environment because you become one with the Father. And you say to that mountain, be thou removed. That mountain got to go. The moment that you change your knowing what we call belief system, the moment that you change your environment must, based upon higher international law that overrides all the laws. So you studying, you know, all the commandments, you studying the Hermetic laws, you read and you studied the Emerald Tablets, you understand the laws of Maat and 72 names and all of this other stuff. That's great. Those are all lower level laws. When all you need is one law. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. That's it. That's the only law you need to know. So the only problem you got is that you're not in love. You're not in love with wealth. You're not in love with health. You're not in love with wisdom, knowledge. And you're not in love with good relationships. Notice none of those things, those are all abstract. Those are not substances. Those are all abstract. That means it's fuzzy. So you have to take it from the wave state and put it into the particle state. How do you do that? Love. That's how you change your body. All 7 of them. You got 7 bodies. You got 7 bodies, and the way you change all 7 bodies, anytime you want. 7. And you got an environment that you live in. Look at your environment. If you want to change your environment, and if you want to change your 7 bodies, all you got to do is connect. But you cannot connect without knowledge that is applied. Now, knowledge that's not applied, dog don't hunt. Once you get applied knowledge, that's how you change the universe. We live in a universe that is interconnected. And my DNA connects me with the universe. And I control my DNA with my belief system or my knowing system. And my knowing system can be changed with feelings. So I need to change my feelings. But my feelings can only be changed with my thoughts. So if I want feelings of money or wealth, I need to put some thoughts of wealth. If I want feelings of health, I need to think about health. If I need feelings of wisdom, I need to think about wisdom. If I need feelings of good relationships, I need to think about the things that are the attributes and characteristics of good relationships. We're not thinking. We're not thinking. That means we're not feeling. And if we're not feeling, we're not activating our DNA. And if we're not activating our DNA, we're not connected to the matrix. We're not entangled with the matrix. And if we're not entangled with the matrix, we're not entangled with the ether. And if we're not entangled with the ether, we're not connected with the mind of God. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider robbery to be equal with God. If you're not doing these 5 things, you're not equal with God. Your prayers will not be answered. God only recognizes other gods. He only recognizes his own voice. He doesn't recognize your voice. He recognizes his own voice.
He honors his word, his voice, above his own name. If you understand how God understands, then you operate and you have the power, just like Yahushua did. It's called will. Remember in the Garden of Gethsemane, Yahushua was meditating and he thought and had feelings, but then he says, nevertheless, not my thoughts, not my feelings, but your feelings. That means will. That means thylema in the Greek. He put down his thylema and he peeled on the big Jesus. This is all I'm telling you. This is biblical. All I'm telling you is to do the same. Whatever Jesus did in the Garden of Gethsemane, that's what you should do. So if you don't like the way that I just explained it, spend an hour and a half explaining it, go and read it in the Garden of Gethsemane and read what Jesus did. You will notice that he was in a place where he was in a mental state. And in the Garden of Gethsemane, I'm going to have to break that down because the word Gethsemane is a deep, has a deep esoteric meaning. So in the Garden of Gethsemane, I can't even say it right, Jesus was in a mental state of prayer, we call meditation. And in that state, he was doing something. What he was doing was getting instruction or changing matter. He was molding the universe. So in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus did something that was very, very profound. He knew that he had choice and free will, but he made a decision to follow his God-given design instead of listening to the external demonstration, because there's a lot of stuff going on around him on the outside. He went inside. And Jesus said something that was profound and changed the universe. He says, Father, take this cup from me. But then he says, nevertheless, not my will. Not my will, but yours be done. When you get to that place, it's a hard place to find. But when you get to that place where you can say, not my will, because remember, he said, Father, take this cup from me. But then he said, oh, I don't want to be selfish. I want to help my brothers. He says, nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. That's Luke 22:40-41, I think. Luke 22:40. What Jesus did was very profound, because right after that, next thing said, an angel from heaven appeared unto him and strengthened him. That means that angle, which is the angle or the angel, which the three G's that I'm going to be breaking down later on this year, that again, this is dangerous because that's sacred geometry, which changes your geology based upon your geomancy. I'm going to break down those three G-E-O's later on this year. Why? That's how you change matter. By Yahushua doing that, he set the table. He set the example so that way you know how to change and recreate your body and your environment anytime you want. So, brothers and sisters, this is very, very important. Because if you reverse the order, you have first, I have a belief system. My belief system, my knowing system, that is endued with feelings of love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. So you got feelings, but they're not one of the fruit of the spirit. You got feelings of fear, so that's why you do what you do. That dog does not hunt. Yahushua did what he did because he loved for his fellow man, not himself. Because of love, he laid down his life. Nobody took his life. He said he voluntarily laid it down. Number one, in reverse, you got to have a belief system based upon love, because the universe only responds to love. Number two is your feelings and your emotions activate your DNA. Number three, your DNA is your spiritual antenna. Your DNA influences and changes matter. It changes the molecular structure. The molecules in the air change when your DNA is activated. It changes. It operates outside of the laws of physics. That's why Jesus did what he did. He operated outside the laws of physics based upon his DNA. That was based upon love. That was based upon a belief that he wouldn't do something for somebody else more than himself. Which protects you to number four, which is the field is connected through quantum entanglement. So Yahushua, by changing that, he changes the entire five ether, which connect them to the mind of God. If you can wrap your brain around the five keys that I've just been talking about, you'll change the world because you're changing yourself. Notice this has nothing to do with nobody else. This is all about yourself. So, brothers and sisters, this is my prayer that something I said today was beneficial. May the Heavenly Father continue to watch over and protect you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son, whose name is Yahushua, and may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
I'ma get this cause I got this. I'ma get this cause I got this. I'ma get this cause I accept that I got this.
Yeah, I know. Life is such a mind job. I don't pray to you, I pray to my God. It's me, myself, and I, call me Tripod. I'm standing on my own, playing my part. I'm playing my part, better be the biggest one. Kinda like I'm rolling through the hood with the biggest gun. Cause when I'm true me, yeah, I got a heavy tongue. No one can outdo me, how I let the levee run. Cause I'm the clever one, hopping to the Chevy sun. Stepping on your church, how I'm knocking out your reverend. I'm really sorry, but I'm tired of the never come. Preacher talking about that money, that'll really never come. So get your kingdom up and get your kingdom in order. Stop letting entities come and beat your border. I'ma hit these entities with a fleet of mortar. Never connoisseur, I'm harder than a border. I've been doing more footprint like a dinosaur. I'm a connoisseur when it comes to dropping my manure. When I see an opportunity, I got maneuver. I send my own damn self to show me how to do it. I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way and I'm never looking back again. I know it took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me.
Yeah. I'm done with the dogmatic, I got organic on automatic. Ain't no panic when you lose concern. Ain't no fear when you let your soul lurk and you let your soul earn. I'ma show you something real when I speak through this. Cause it ain't only me when I speak through this. So you gotta feel the G as I speak through this. Kinda like I'm at the chapel as I preach through this. See, I don't want your money, I just want you to wake up. Cause really it's the money that continues to slave us. Fat and happy while we taking a pay cut. Cause we don't realize that we the ones that amaze us. No more stuck in the placement, cause I'm a never, never stuck in the station. I'ma tell you something, I'ma hit you to face it. If you come on my way and stop me from greatness.
I'm done.
I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters, cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way, and I'm never looking back again. I know it took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me.
I'm done.
I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way and I'm never looking back again.
I know it took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me.
I'm done.